What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the CVP. It's your boy, King Corey. I'm back in the building, man, with another episode. Coming to you today with the Deshaun Watson thing, man. Hey, so happy for that boy that he got off that charge. I am so, so happy for this boy. I'm glad he, everything worked out for him. I know he still got that civil suit going on, but at least he's not being charged with the 9 counts of the criminal charges, which is good for him, which is good for I'm quite sure his people, which is and I'm quite sure that the other party is not quite as happy as he is. Let's just put it that way. And, sometimes it don't pan out to come out for your best, what you think should be. And that's life. But I just saw a post. Deshaun Watson just posted up today. Go Cleveland. Look like this boy might be going to Cleveland, man. I would have never thought he was with the Cleveland. I would have thought he would have went to Atlanta. That's what I had. That's what I was thinking. Like, damn, man. You know, he had to pick between Atlanta, New Orleans, Cleveland, and I forgot the other team. Damn. Oh, Tampa Bay. But Tampa Bay, Tom Brady came back, so the Tampa Bay deal was at the deal when Tom Brady came back. So then he had Atlanta, New Orleans, and Cleveland. So I was looking on his IG page, and I saw that the boy posted Dog Pound with him in the Cleveland jersey, a whole Cleveland outfit, and it says at the bottom, Cleveland. Let's go, dog. Hashtag Dog Pound ready to work. That's what he hashtagged. So, look like this boy is finna get ready to go out and go to Cleveland, man. Happy for Deshaun. I wish him the best out there in Cleveland. I don't know if he's gonna. Hey, anything can happen. But everybody know Cleveland. Not too many people really go to Cleveland and really shine. They, you know, they had Baker Mayfield. They thought he was going to do something. They had Money Boy from Texas A&M. They thought he was going to do something. And they had Odell Beckham out there. They had Landry out there. They got Chubbs out there. At least they still got Chubbs, though. They still got Chubbs, but they just traded Landry. He went, to the Raiders. I think he went to the Raiders. If I'm not mistaken, I think he went to the Raiders. But right now, like I said, I'm just sitting up here looking at through the IG, and I saw this boy posted that up. So I was gonna go and check out some shit on the NFL app. And I see they got it coming up. Breaking news, Browns agreed to trade for quarterback Deshaun Watson. So, look like this is about to go through. I don't know exactly what was the agreement. How many trades is supposed to be? I know the Texans were looking at least 3 first-round draft picks for Deshaun, because that's gonna be he was a first-round draft pick for us, so they're trying to get all they can for him, for the money that they put into him. He been out the league for a year, so he hadn't played for a year, so it might be a little rusty. I know he's gonna be a little rusty when he come back in the league, and but that takes time. That takes time. So when he get back in the league, I believe you give him a couple games preseason. he'll be back on his feet. I don't think you're going to be really missing anything for when he come back, because I feel, you know, I think that he's been practicing, he's been working out, he's been doing his thing during the off season, and he's been showing it out on his IG page how he's been going. He's been working out, he's been keeping in shape, waiting for the his opportunity to get back on the field, which he knew he wasn't gonna play for the Texans no more. He already knew that, so he was just trying to keep himself going, keep himself in shape, keep himself up to par, so when it was time for him to be traded, he knew he was going to be traded. So when it was time for him to be traded, he can go ahead and go, you know, and still be in shape. He wouldn't be left behind. So he has been, I've been following him on IG, so I know he's been showing from the things he's been showing, that he's been working out, he's been staying in shape. So is he rusty? Maybe he's going to have to get back in the game, get a feel for, you know, how fast the game moving, because he's been out. You know, every time you miss doing something for a little bit, you know, you got to slow down when you come back out, and you know, get your feet back wet, get back in the game, start on, get everything back together in your mind and your body, and be prepared for when to watch the clock and to know when to slide and to know, you know, who's coming from your side. So that takes a little time. And the boy, he's been top notch since high school, and like even in college he was top notch. With the Texans he was top notch. We just didn't have no offense for him, so no offensive line. So that's kind of hard to do. I don't think Cleveland really got an offensive line over there where they at. And if they're giving up some big round draft picks for him, they're going to be missing out for a while to rebuild. Because as you can remember, Cleveland has been rebuilding for a long time. It's like every year Cleveland getting another quarterback, or they getting another coach. It's always something with Cleveland. So I'm hoping he go to Cleveland. I'm hoping it's a good fit. I'm hoping he go up there and he can shine. I don't have no hard feelings for him, even though I'm a Texas fan. Everything happened for a reason. It is what it is. I'm not gonna go and bash this man for whatever happened. I don't know what happened because I wasn't there, so I ain't finna bash him. But I just wish him the best on his journey into Cleveland, if that's where he's going to. And I just hope he just prosper over there in Cleveland. And we just have to make sure that we use our draft picks that we get for him. We got to learn how to use our draft picks right. I don't know what the hell they doing up in that goddamn front office, but goddamn, come on, man. Y'all tripping up there in that front office. But here it is, a clip from ESPN. They talking about the Browns would trade for Watson. Saying we'll sign fully guaranteed 5 years, $230 million contract. So he'll be with Cleveland for 5 years, and he'll be having a full guaranteed $230 million contract. Now, if you divide that by five, that's more like 46 million dollars a year guaranteed. 46 million a year guaranteed in Cleveland. So hey, I see that was a good fit. Even if the team ain't shit, $46 million a year guaranteed for the next 5 years, and you just got $10 million off of us for the last 2 years to sit on the bench. Shit, hey, Deshaun Watson is hey man, this dude out here making moves, man. Let's just go to the clip.
The next step here is to finalize the trade between the Browns and the Texans. Now, what I was told as of a few moments ago is they still need to actually execute this trade now that Deshaun Watson has chosen the team that he wants to waive his no trade clause to, which is the Cleveland Browns. But the Browns have always been willing to exceed Houston's long-standing price, which is three first-round picks, plus at least two other assets. This will be one of the biggest trades in NFL history in terms of the compensation that the Browns are willing to give up for Deshaun Watson. What happened?
Three first round and two more, whatever necessary, which means whatever pick that the Texans decide to get, Cleveland is willing to give it up. And they're willing to take on a five-year, $230 million contract just for Deshaun Watson. The boy done hit the jackpot. He's going to be the new LeBron James in Cleveland. He's going to be able to do whatever he want, whenever he want in Cleveland. All he got to do is just keep his head on straight and try not to get in no more trouble. But it looked like he's going to the Cleveland Browns. Let's continue.
In the past 48 hours, since Deshaun Watson just on Thursday morning contacted the Browns and said he would not be coming to Cleveland, the first of the four presumed finalists that he had eliminated was general manager Andrew Berry, and the Browns re-engaged with Houston and said they were willing to do what it takes to make this happen. Well, that includes, as Ian just mentioned, a new contract for Deshaun Watson and a massive trade package that, once again, is one of, if not the biggest trade packages ever exchanged for a single player. It is expected to include three first-round draft picks plus at least two other assets, potentially more in terms of picks and players. A huge deal now to be finalized, and Deshaun Watson about to become a Cleveland Brown.
Nine. As you can hear, Deshaun Watson is about to become a Cleveland Brown. I'm happy for you, boy. Give it up for Deshaun Watson. You know what I'm talking about? Because he done went through a lot in the last year and a half. He done had people bashing his name. He done had people talking bad about him. He even had the Houston Texans organization basically turning their back on him after he said he didn't want to be here. It's a reason why all of this expired at the time that he said he didn't want to be here. But now it seems like he done got his wish. Even though he went through all this trouble to get to where he can get out of here and get to Cleveland now. So he done went through all this trouble, and he done been found innocent of the criminal charges, not the civil charges, but of the criminal charges. He done been found innocent, and now he's been able to take his pick on what team he wanted to go to. And he even went as far as to know how much he was really worth, because as you can tell through the interview, they said that at first he told Cleveland he didn't want to come to Cleveland, and Cleveland was so desperate for a quarterback, and they were so desperate that they wanted Deshaun, and they knew how good he was, then they was willing to offer whatever he wanted for his talent. So with that being said, I'm telling you this: no matter what you're going through in life, you're worth something. And don't let nobody ever else tell you that. You just have to know how much you need to value yourself and how much you're worth. Like Deshaun Watson, he knew what he was worth. And as you can see, he's worth a five-year, $230 million contract. And then nobody, last year, he was worth nothing. Didn't nobody even want to talk to him. Didn't nobody even want to say nothing to him. It's amazing how things change over a year. So with that being said, thank y'all for checking out the CVP, the Core Vision Podcast. I'm your boy, King Corey. Holla back at me on another episode of the CVP. I holla.